Thanks for joining us this hour. Now, protesters have gathered outside the U.S. Supreme Court to condemn its decision to uphold President Donald Trump's travel ban, targeting several Muslim-majority countries. Take a look.
No wall! No ban! No wall!
No ban!
No wall!
No
ban!
No wall!
We're gonna have a
bunch of... Now, the demonstrators vowed to continue their fight against the top court's measure. More protests are scheduled in major cities across the U.S. The ruling with the Supreme Court's five conservatives in the majority also drew strong condemnation from civil rights groups, who, with some describing it as a devastating decision.
The Supreme Court decided to allow the Trump administration's Muslim ban to continue in effect. And this is a devastating decision for thousands of people in the United States and abroad whose lives have been, you know, upended by this ban.
Omar Jadwata added that the court's approval of Trump's travel ban marks one of the most shameful chapters in the U.S. history. Jewish rights organizations also condemned the top U.S. court's decision. Meanwhile, U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the ruling is wrong and will not make the U.S. any safer. Also, Justice Sonia Sotomayor, who voted against the ruling, said the decision was motivated by anti-Muslim animus. Sotomayor added that the verdict turns a blind eye to the pain and suffering of countless families and individuals living in the U.S. Now, joining us via Skype from Toronto is author and journalist Eric Wahlberg. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Wahlberg. Now, what do you make of the Supreme Court upholding Trump's travel ban? Is it, as Sotomayor put it, an anti-Muslim animus decision? Or was it really okay in the sense that it didn't target Muslims?
I don't know how you came to the second conclusion there as an option. It is clearly anti-Muslim, and it's really declaring war. No one's made this point. The U.S. is really at war with most of the world now. When you ban people from coming, that means that country is your enemy and you're fighting it. And if you look at the countries, Iraq is sort of on the, is okay, I think, for a while. The list keeps changing. But Libya, Somalia, Syria, Yemen, Venezuela, North Korea is also a travel ban. These are all countries that the U.S. is at war with because they are protesting U.S. imperialism. So it really comes down to it's a role of honor in a way for these Muslim countries to be targeted because it shows that they're against the empire. But it doesn't make it any easier if you're on the receiving end of the ban. It is, of course, unconstitutional, it's inhuman. And it goes along with Trump's wall and incarceration of children, American children, or Mexican children torn from their parents. It's war. This is a policy. This is what you do in wartime.
Right, so, Mr. Wahlberg, picking up on that point that you're making, that this ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court goes very well with with the U.S. administration's policies when it comes to Muslims, when it comes to those countries that are standing up against U.S. imperialism, then one has to question the independence of the U.S. Supreme Court. Is it just an arm of the executive branch, or is it independent?
Well, it's 5-4 now, and it's been stacked over the last decade so that it went from being a more neutral balance, but now it's on the conservative side. So any motions that a conservative president is pushing, you can be guaranteed they're going to support him. It's really, it's an elitist society. That's a faction of the elite, and there's the executive faction and judicial, but they're really working in the same in the same deck of cards.
Right, and before I let you go, Mr. Wahlberg, of course, human rights groups, etc., are calling it one of the most shameful chapters in U.S. history. However, is this fight over now that the Supreme Court has made this ruling?
Well, this is a preliminary ruling. There's a further ruling in October. And it really, the U.S. is in chaos now. Who knows what's with North Korea and where Syria is going to be in Russia. It's, you know, it really, we'll have to wait for a few months. It's a very a breathtaking period of American history we're living through.
Indeed. Let's leave it there for now. That's author and journalist Eric Wahlberg joining us via Skype from Toronto. Mr. Wahlberg, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.